Chicago. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Mark is a good ally. Does that mean that we should support him as opposed to the people petitioning for their freedom? The point here is that we have to support people everywhere who strive for their freedom and their democracy.
There's a talk radio caller thinking out loud that we ought to worry more about the people of Egypt and not so much about President Mubarak and the politics there. Chaos in Egypt, number one this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here. This is the overview of what's going on for this past week, ending on Friday, February the 4th. The overview of the top 10 from Talkers Magazine. Here's a rundown of the top 10 hits, in fact, determined by the staff on this program and at Talkers Magazine. The talk radio programs we monitor all across the country, local shows, to determine our list. At number 10, the Charlie Sheen case, the 911 call, the drugs, all the crazy stories. That's number 10. At number 9, all the talk about the Super Bowl, the hype that goes along with it, the commercials, that sort of thing. At number 8, the soon-to-be-released memoirs of former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Global warming is 7. Nobel Prize nomination for WikiLeaks, number 6. Number 5, the continuing discussion about our relationship with China. Number 4, what's going on with the debt and how can we cut the budget. The number 3 item this week, the severe weather around the country. Wow, that's a story and a half. Number 2, health care reform. And as I mentioned, the chaos in Egypt is number 1. Some more from Egypt, Delaware host Alan Laudell on our affiliate WDEL talking to a Middle East advisor about what other countries think about what's going on there.
Aaron David Miller, advisor to U.S. secretaries of state of both parties on Middle East negotiations, sees the Egyptian situation entering a new dangerous phase.
The longer this goes on without a resolution, the greater the propensity for violence. You've got possible confrontations within and between protesters, pro and anti-Mubarak. And clearly, I don't think it's stretching the odds of credulity to breaking point suggests that many of those pro-Mubarak supporters are probably paid government agents or government employees. So the longer this goes on, angry people with weapons, high concentration of population, you run the risk also of the Egyptian military, if the lawlessness gets out of control, having to intercede. And then you could end up with large numbers of casualties. So I think this is a demonstration of what happens when political change can't be channeled appropriately. And right now, in the rest of the Arab world, Arabs and Muslims are going to say, you know, we're not sure we want this. We're not sure that this makes sense. What people, I think, here forget is that the greatest downside to this, greater than Mubarak as president, greater than all of that, is the Arab fear of what the Arabs call fitna, which is civil strife. Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Lebanon. This has to be avoided, and in a way, this is giving democratic protest movements a bad name.
Well, what you just described, where the military would feel compelled to intervene, it becomes kind of a fait accompli, doesn't it? Because it could very well be that's why these provocateurs might have been hired by the government in the first place to do this.
Well, it could easily backfire, though, because the a military intervention, an effort to restore law and order, could lead to large numbers of casualties. That will be on Mubarak's head, and the circumstances here for exactly how you're going to reconcile his determination to stay till September through presidential election and the protesters' demands that he leave immediately and the Obama administration's efforts to thread the needle, so to speak, is unclear.
Yeah, a lot of things that are not particularly clear. Let's now listen to another host from another one of our stations. This time it's California host Bill Carroll talking with a correspondent in Cairo about the way a lot of journalists have been rounded up by the Egyptian military this week.
I think the main and the most disturbing new twist on this story is that the Egyptian military has been rounding up Western reporters in Cairo, in some cases confiscating their equipment. And, you know, it's almost like they're trying to shut the world out. And that can be pretty scary. Leland Viterte, can you pronounce your name for me properly? It'd be really disrespectful to get your name wrong.
Well,
Well, Bill, I answer to "Hey, you" a lot of times, especially to our producers over here. But it's Leland Vittert here from Cairo. We're held up in a hotel here near to the airport as what probably tomorrow could be the defining moment in this protest goes down.
Are you freaking out a little bit that they've been rounding up reporters and taking away equipment? I'm sure you've heard that.
Well, we certainly have heard it. We certainly heard about it happening to friends of ours, and we've certainly had colleagues been visited by the security services, sometimes in a not-too-friendly way, as they tend to do in this part of the world. I wouldn't say we're freaking out. You know, we have some incredibly talented security staff who are with us who take great care of us, and you, more than anything, just have to be smart and be careful.
Yeah, we're 2 days away now from the million people out on the streets. Yesterday was particularly violent. We've been focused on reporters being rounded up a little bit, but how has it changed on the street in the last 3 days? The numbers of pro and anti Mubarak demonstrators and the level of violence.
Well, I think if you have to say in the last 3 days, you know, in the last 3 days we've seen the pro Mubarak / government forces come out and start, you know, throwing Molotov cocktails and beating people and throwing rocks and everything else. Up until those guys came out, it was largely a peaceful protest. So I think you've seen that change. You've also seen a huge rise in the level of injuries. We have now almost a dozen dead. We have more than 1,000 people injured. More sort of reports of that coming in by the minute. So the ante in this has been raised considerably. And at some point, one side, it seems like, is going to have to blink, or otherwise you have, you know, we're going to go from a street battle to a street war. And already in the suburbs of Cairo, the arsons, the looting, the street battles are spreading.
All right, so there's Bill Carroll talking to one of the journalists over there, 800-510-8255. And interesting how these guys make themselves the story when, you know, they're not really the real story is what's going on over there, but their egos get the best of them, and it's all about them. It's not all about them. It's about what's going on in this country and what happens over there. It's of interest to a lot of people for a lot of good reasons. We'll be taking your calls on this in a matter of moments. 800-510-8255. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of 2 Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than $1 a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Attention! Hydralyze is currently seeking participants with dark circles and puffy eyes. If you have dark circles or bags around your eyes due to heredity, fatigue, or aging, you are eligible to see results and participate in the Hydralyze trial. Hydralyze was introduced to improve delicate skin around the eyes and now has been shown to eliminate dark circles and bags. It effectively diminishes even dark circles caused by heredity. To participate in the Hydralyze trial and see results risk-free, call 1-800-381-5589. Fragile capillaries around the eye can leak, allowing blood to pool beneath the skin like an ugly bruise. But right now, you can join the thousands of people who have seen their dark circles fade away, watched as bags literally disappeared from view. Participate in the free trial by calling today. If you're serious about getting rid of your dark circles or bags around the eyes, you are eligible to participate and experience results with Hydralyze. Call this number today, 1-800-381-5589. Once more, that's 1-800-381-5589.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish. Two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and we're reviewing the details of this number one item, the chaos in Egypt after the news came out that the government had shut off the country's access to the Internet. Host David Serrata talked with several callers about whether President Obama ought to have an Internet kill switch.
Dan, do you think we should have an Internet kill switch in the United States?
Absolutely not, Dave. I think that this is, you know, part of the backbone of democracy is the Internet. And, you know, of course, you know, every dictator in the history of this world has used that as an excuse. I'm here to protect you, you know. But, of course, the problem is once you take away that right, you never get it back. You know, it's gone. It's gone forever.
And I'm with you, right? Well, I'm totally with you on this, that it's hard for me to understand what kind of a national emergency would require a president of the United States to shut down the Internet. The only one I can really imagine is if the president's opposition gets so loud that the president doesn't like it. In other words, the Internet is primarily a method of communicating, a method of speech, of political, not just political speech in general. Now, the proponents pushing this bill say, well, what if there's a cyber attack? A cybersecurity attack. I mean, the idea that you'd have to shut down everybody's access to what's become a basic mode of communication, I think is ridiculous.
Of course it is. It's overkill. And, you know, like I say, that's what dictators always use. They use that as a pretext to gain absolute power.
That's right. The nation is under threat. I need to shut down my political opposition. And the thing is, maybe this isn't the thrust of the bill, the intended consequence of the bill, but you give a president that kind of absolute power. I think it's a huge mistake. Dan, thanks for the call. Let's go to Rick in Greeley.
Regarding this Internet kill switch, I guess, I'm kind of a little on the fence about it. Let me explain that. What I mean to say is I think it's okay to have the discussion as to, you know, if something like what's happened in Egypt did happen here, you know, what options are available and what kinds of things, you know, might be appropriate, and whether or not this idea of shutting the Internet down is appropriate or not. I mean, I think
discussion. I guess I would ask you, what happened in Egypt? I mean, people are demonstrating and protesting for their rights.
No, I know that, but what I'm saying is this has to be maybe just a part of the discussion that they need to talk about. I don't know that I 100% agree with the idea of shutting it down completely, because that's not going to stop if the revolution or whatever is as important to shut the Internet down, then it's probably not going to really stop it. You know what I mean?
Well, I agree. Okay, and I'm going to agree with you on that. What I would say, though, is this is a question of how much power is appropriate for any single person in the United States to have. In our government. And I am not comfortable with the idea of one person being given effectively unilateral authority to flip a switch and shut down the Internet. I don't care if it's the president. I don't care if it's the chairman of a committee. That is too, in my estimation, and there's no right or wrong answer on this question, but that's too much power for one person to have.
Yep, he's right about that. 800-510-8255. Let's see here, Greg in West Virginia, your thoughts on all this.
I think President Mubarak has been a good ally of the United States, and he's been a voice of moderation in the Arab community. His influence has throughout the region has maintained calm over three decades. Between those that are enemies of Israel and those even that despise the United States and our way of life.
Yeah, you're a silly man, Greg. Mubarak has become a multi-billionaire because of the United States. That hasn't helped the people there. It's 21 after on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Is
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com. And listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, 800-510-8255. Your comments on Facebook, we're monitoring as well regarding government spending and what to do about it. Here is Joe talking. He's a talk radio caller on the John Caldera program, focusing on the president's suggestion that business owners need to share their profits with their workers.
This is a recipe that has been followed before. Soviet Union, it's exactly the same thing. Let me translate this share with the worker. It's the same Marxist principle, workers unite. It's the same exact thing that's been done for, 150, 200 years. And what it's aimed... It, on the surface, looks innocuous. It looks like to the common liberal like Dave, oh, this is such a good thing. We're going to help the American worker. But what it results in is totalitarianism. It ends with a leadership group assuming power and control.
Right. When things, and also the beautiful Orwellian words, the imagery, that the profits must be shared. Now, do you really think he means shared? You see, shared denotes generosity, that the giver has decided on his own, without any coercion, to share. Here, have half of my sandwich. Taxation is not sharing.
Now, where does theft come into sharing? How is theft equivalent to sharing?
It isn't. And that's the beautiful part of this. And they know it. They absolutely know it.
Well, they've already done it.
Right. But I find it so insulting.
GM,
right.
As a perfect example, the shareholders of GM were destroyed by absolute thievery. Taken their hard-earned shares, however they bought them, and given to a union of thugs. It's revolting.
It is revolting. And what's revolting about it is that it presupposes that our politicians know better than the consumer, that somehow they can do this better than we can.
And what else? Oh, President Obama told the Chamber of Commerce yesterday that the White House and CEOs must work together on the economy. President Obama urged private businesses to hire more workers. See, apparently not realizing that only the government hires more people than it needs. See, other people, only the government does that.
Jay Leno with a pithy comment. I'm reminded of a quote often used by a lot of other people, but first came from Hubert Humphrey, who was the senator from Minnesota and vice president in the Johnson administration, said, the, quote, impersonal hand of government can never replace the helping hand of a neighbor. He used this, he ran for the presidency, actually lost to Richard Nixon, but used this a lot as a slogan because he didn't want to be seen as a typical Democrat. Democrats at that time, and I think still today, have the aura around them that the government is the thing that trumps everything else. And we all know that that's not true. Even Democrats, deep down, for the most part, understand how it gets in the way. A lot of interesting catchphrases have been used by presidents. The New Deal from Roosevelt, the Great Society from Johnson. Obama's trying to use building a new foundation. I'm not sure that's going anywhere, but another one of the catchphrases. We all have lots to learn from listening to the double and triple speak from our favorite politicians, right? 28 after on the countdown.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Rich aroma fills the air. Really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up, Folgers in your car.
Hurry into the PetSmart Stock Up and Save sale and save up to 25% on over 1,000 essentials with your PetPerks card. It's a great way to stock up on food, treats, litter, and more. Save $2 on all indoor varieties of Neutro Natural Choice cat food in 3.5-pound bags with solutions tailored to support your indoor cat self. Don't miss these great deals at PetSmart.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Use as directed.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Why do we sit down when all should be standing? And why do we back down at the critical moment, like a running away from the waves of the ocean? We head for the hills with the high tide approaching, as sand slips away from the castle. When it's time to stand upright, why do we falter, like placing our freedom on the sacrificial altar? We hold tight to our fears and defend our oppressors, as we fight for their lives and become the transgressors. As pacifists transform to violent aggressors. But I'm only a stranger here. I'm a long, long way from my home. And they say I can't change all the things I find strange. But what can one man do alone? Is there what can one man do alone?
This song is called Listen to Liberty by a Texan named Jordan Page. And in this five-minute song, he deals with a number of the things that we are concerned about. Actually, in this hour, we're talking about spending, government spending, and at what price it comes, what's being extracted out of you and American business, etc. As time allows, we'll be talking about the Patriot Act, which is another thing that is dealt with in part in this song. That's coming up in a few minutes here on the countdown. But if you're interested in this tune, it's available at MySpace Music. Jordan Page, Listen to Liberty. We're talking about the spending, the government spending. How much can we keep spending? We started off with Mitch McConnell, who I don't agree with very often, but he's right. We are in a mess because we spend too much money. And he's as guilty of it as everybody else. Look at some of the bills over the years that he's voted for. They're all guilty of this. So what do you say? 800-510-8255. Some of the Facebook discussion board that's connected to the program. Ron White writes, why are we letting our politicians vote to give themselves raises? Of course they're going to give themselves a raise. We ought to decide if they get one, and that would be on the ballot. So that would be an interesting referendum question. whether to give a raise. Often you hear from people when it comes to complaining about government that everybody else's congressman is the problem, but their congressman is just, well, one of it's just they're the best. Isn't it? Don't you find that often very interesting? Everybody else's congressman is lousy. Mine is great. Bernice writes, start conservation with cutting out the benefits that Congress has given themselves. That's the most outrageous waste of our tax dollars. How dare they talk about anything else? First, with a straight face, they take their benefits paid for with our money, and they talk about cutting a few dollars here and there. The money that Washington wastes is shameful. I agree with you there. Waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. Let's see here. James says, regardless of who we decide to put in power, we need to find a way to reserve that power after they take office, or they continue to play the two-party games and promote anonymous campaign contributions. We need to end the corruption that comes from campaign contributions. Man, I couldn't agree with you more on that. All right, so we've spent a good deal of time on this. Let's move on to the Patriot Act and what your thoughts are on that and what politicians are saying in general. This, as you know, has come up for a vote this week, and it was not approved. The Patriot Act is not really the Patriot Act. We have a lot of people, including Janet Napolitano. It's a strange coincidence that this came up this week, that Homeland Security Secretary Napolitano said the threat of terrorism is at its most heightened state since September 11th. Even though we've had measures of security, she was speaking before the House Homeland Security Committee, explained that the terrorist threat has evolved significantly over the past 10 years, most notably when it comes to those who are homegrown terrorists. She said, quote, one of the most striking elements of today's threat is the plot to attack America increasingly involves Americans. According to government stats, more than two dozen Americans have been arrested on charges in the past couple of years. This, on the same day, the Patriot Act came up and went down. I saw an interesting investigative piece by Philip Cook, who's a policy analyst for a leading victim advocacy organization. He's written a book called Abused Men, The Hidden Side of Violence, and says that Eric Holder and other government officials spreading bogus statistics and information about the war on terror. There is just so much of this stuff floating around, and it certainly is in the interest of government control to get these sorts of things. And it's interesting. We keep saying the comparison between George Bush and Barack Obama. Obama said, time for a change. He looks like a spitting image of George Bush with all of this stuff. Right? I mean, they want to continue with the Patriot Act, which was how George Bush and his cronies, Cheney, et cetera, broke all of the laws you can imagine in the Constitution because they wanted to get at information from people. And the only way they thought they could do it was with things that were illegal, using tactics that were illegal. Let's find out what Congressman Dennis Kucinich from Ohio has to say about the Patriot Act vote.
It opened up the door for a broad reach and possibilities, a broad reach by the government into our daily lives. Now, the gentleman from Wisconsin, who's my friend, correctly pointed out earlier the difference between national security letters and the Patriot Act. But it also is true that Section 505 of the Patriot Act gave the government the ability to greatly expand who can issue a national security letter, so much so that nearly 50,000 national security letters were issued by the FBI, and I think the year was 2006. They don't have to use Section 215 of the Patriot Act. They can just invoke the national security letter authority and reach into people's financial records, their medical records, or their reading material.
Doesn't make any difference. Reach into everything. I thought it was interesting to go back and look at comments that were made by Senator Russ Feingold of Wisconsin explaining why he voted against the Patriot Act. He was the only one in the Senate. Remember that? How many of you remember this vote back in 2001, the Patriot Act? And so after his introductory remarks explaining why he voted against the Patriot Act, he was the only one, remember, he said the following. There is what's going on now is a tragic time for our country. Let's pause to remember, though, through a small story, how September 11th has changed so many lives. In a letter to the Washington Post, a man wrote that he went jogging near the Pentagon. As he did that, he came across the makeshift memorial built for those who lost their lives there. He slowed to a walk as he took in the sight before him, the red, white, and blue flowers covering the structure, and then off to the side, a smaller memorial with a card. The card read, "Happy birthday, Mommy. Although you died and are no longer with us, I feel as if I still have you in my life. I think about you every day." After reading the card, the man felt as if he were drowning in the names of dead mothers, fathers, sons, and daughters. The author of the letter shared a moment in his own life that so many of us have had, the moment where televised pictures of the destruction were made painfully real. The card read, "We see a card, anguished faces, pictures, grieving loved ones. We feel the enormity of what has happened." We also had our own initial reactions. And the first one that I had, remember this is Russ Feingold writing this and saying this, "most powerful emotion was a solemn resolve to stop the terrorists. And that remains my principal reaction. But I also quickly realized that two cautions were necessary, and I have raised them on the Senate floor. The first caution was that we must continue to respect our Constitution and protect our civil liberties in the wake of the attacks. As the chairman of the Constitution Subcommittee, I recognize this is a different world with different technologies, different issues, and different threats. Yet we must examine every item that is proposed in response to these events to be sure we are not rewarding these terrorists and weakening ourselves by giving up freedoms that they seek to destroy." Boy, was that in. That's so much wisdom there. And the second caution that he put forth, a warning against the mistreatment of Arab Americans, Muslim Americans, South Asians, and others. Already one day after the attacks, we're hearing news reports that misguided anger against people of these backgrounds has led to harassment, violence, and even death. Russell Feingold, member of the Senate, with John McCain. Remember the Feingold-McCain spending curbs that have been thrown out by our Supreme Court? The man has wisdom, has thought this through, and I think he makes a lot of sense. What do you think? We'll take a couple of calls on this as time allows and then spend some time on Egypt in this hour of the countdown. We're at 17 before the hour.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
The following contains a toll-free number for individuals looking to lose 30 pounds or more.
Please pay attention. If you would like to be among the first to try a weight loss supplement that's proven to help you lose weight, please call the toll-free number at the end of this ad. If you do, you will receive a risk-free trial of an exclusive weight loss aid that does not require a prescription. By enrolling in the 30-day risk-free trial, you'll be able to burn fat more quickly by boosting your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to lose weight in days instead of weeks. Be among the first to call and get your trial risk-free. 1-800-503-2610. Again, if you would like to try a proven weight loss supplement that could help you lose 30 pounds or more without a prescription, you may now call for the risk-free trial. Call Acai Fresh now. 1-800-503-2610. 1-800-503-2610. You may begin calling now. 1-800-503-2610.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Doug Steffen here on the Countdown. We're talking about the Patriot Act and whether it's a good idea to keep it running. It has been voted down, but there may be another chance vote on this. Stephen, listening in New York, thinks the Patriot Act allows the government to stick its nose into everybody's business.
I really think that the Patriot Act is something that is good to die. I think we all have to remember that this bill was passed in the heat of the moment right after September 11th. If you really look at it, you know, this law has allowed a lot of people in very high places to circumvent all the checks and balances with, you know, search and seizures, with warrants and things. And the truth is they are listening to your calls. And they're uncovering crimes that aren't just terrorism. It's all kinds of crimes, and regular American citizens are having their privacy invaded in order to supposedly counteract terrorism, and it's just not right. And I think a lot of people have seen that, and that's why the Patriot Act is almost joked about in other countries and in this country.
Yeah, because it's the exact opposite. It's the Unpatriotic Act is what it really ought to be called. 800-510-8255. Cecilia, listening in Indiana with a belief on this.
This Patriot Act usurps the rights we were guaranteed from under the Fourth Amendment for illegal search and seizures. And if they really need to do the three provisions that are listed, then they can use the FISA law to get the warrant and go into people's libraries and tap their phone lines. Also, I just wanted to add that as far as our representatives not following their oath of office, as far as the people who voted nay on the emergency unemployment compensation, voted to repeal health care, and now voted for this Patriot Act, they actually are committing a violation of their oath of office under 5 U.S. Code 7311. And the people who are listening and the representatives in the Congress have voted for these things or voted against these things really need to contact the Office of Ethics at oce.house.gov.
All right, Cecilia. Got it. Thank you. All right, Charles, with a thought on the act, the other side, in fact. All right, let's move on. 800-510-8255. Gary, calling to the Countdown from Mississippi. Lots of interesting people with interesting thoughts. What's yours?
I have a comment that people better wake up and realize that Al-Qaeda never sleeps. They're up 24/7, 365, trying to figure out ways to kill us. And if we let our guard down for 1 second, they will attack us again, and it'll be way worse than 9/11 ever thought about being. And I'd like to say that we've got a great president and the country needs to get behind him and help him.
All right, Terry in Michigan, your thoughts, please, as we round out this discussion.
I don't think they ought to keep the Patriot Act. They ought to, you know, I don't want to see it extended at all. But I also find it ironic that in this country, I don't necessarily like the way the bill is written as far as our health care. I think they ought to tweak that a little bit, but what do we got? 26 states that the attorney generals have filed suit that that's unconstitutional. Well, where are these states when this Patriot Act takes away our rights or allows our government to pay attention to what we're reading or who we're calling?
It's not a secret that I'm opposed to this. What about you? More food for thought here. Good conversation on the Patriot Act or opposing it.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Dridden.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are, 800-510-8255. We're counting down or up now. We're moving in the other direction. Number eight, talking about former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld's new book. And on the program hosted by Alona Minkowski, she expresses outrage that he's been named a defender of the Constitution by CPAC.
The Conservative Political Action Conference, known as CPAC, they're holding their annual event this month here in Washington, D.C., and they're giving out their Defender of the Constitution Award. And guess who's getting it? Former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Conservatives are actually going to celebrate and honor Rumsfeld's actions while he served in George W. Bush's cabinet. I mean, hello, this man oversaw the invasions of Iraq and Afghanistan until being replaced in 2006 after several generals called for his replacement and one day after the GOP lost control of the Senate and House in midterm elections. Yes, let's honor a man who got how many soldiers killed with his mismanagement of two wars in Iraq. More than 2,900 died on his watch, about 350 in Afghanistan. You know, it's really, truly hard to see Rumsfeld as a defender of the Constitution. Back in 2005, he was sued by the ACLU for authorizing the torture and abuse of detainees at facilities in Iraq and Afghanistan. And the ACLU claimed that the Constitution prohibited the Secretary of Defense from adopting or permitting policies of cruelty against civilians in U.S. military custody. But Rumsfeld said that he couldn't legally be liable for that torture. Now, that lawsuit was eventually dismissed, but at least there was a lawsuit there. Let's get back to the point here. That a man who okayed torture is now being given an award from CPAC for defending the Constitution. I think that that says a lot about the conservative movement in this country. Damn the Constitution when it comes to war, but wrap yourself up in it when it comes to giving everyone health care. Way to go, CPAC.
All right, obviously she's on the left, but she makes some good points. Rumsfeld is a cur. in my book and doesn't deserve any award except the booby prize. Number nine this week, all the Super Bowl hype, what people are going to see, what the expectation as far as ads are concerned, who's buying ads, who isn't, all that, a pretty interesting conversation. Right now, though, let's get to number 10, the focus on Charlie Sheen. Tim Conway Jr. talked about Charlie Sheen's recent public statement on his radio program.
Charlie Sheen has a statement out there, and he compares himself to a legendary actor. Get along. He's saying, listen to this. Charlie Sheen compares himself to legendary actor and party animal Errol Flynn in a new statement thanking the big studio honchos for their support. You know, I think that's where that saying in like Flynn comes from. You know, because that guy used to get all the women. And if you knew you had a sure shot, you would say, yeah, I'm in like Flynn. I think that's where it comes from. So, I mean, maybe now it'll be like in like Sheen. Is that possible? Hey, I'm in like Sheen. That's maybe it. I'm seen like Sheen. I don't know. All right, here's Sheen's 911 tape. He calls, somebody in that house calls the doctor because they didn't want to call 911. There was way too many bricks of coke laying around for a 911 call. So they call the doctor, and the doctor's like, hey, I don't want to go on trial for anything that happens at that house. I'm going to call 911. And that's what he's legally obligated to do, by the way. He's just filling his legal obligation in doing this. And the right move as well. You know, respect the guy who does this. Even though Charlie Sheen is a huge client and may not be a client of his doctor's anymore, I bet this doctor gets a lot of residual business because of the ethics that he's shown in this very popular case. Here we go.
Court Department 39, what's your emergency?
Yes, hi. My name is Dr. Nassif. I live in Beverly Park in Beverly Hills.
Yes, oh, wow. Look at you, Dr. Nassif. Ooh, very fancy up there. Hey, why? Who does that? Who other than, you know, the narcissistic, like, Hollywood doctors? Yeah, I'm calling you. First of all, I'll tell you how rich I am. And then once we get over that, I will give you what the complaint is and what the emergency is. But first, let me tell you a little bit about myself and my real estate holdings.
In Beverly Park in Beverly Hills.
Yes, sir.
I just got a call from the residence of Charlie Sheen, the secretary. Apparently, what he's saying, they had intoxicated.
All right.
So, and he's saying, don't call 911. But he got him on the phone. He was very, very intoxicated. Also, apparently a lot of pain. Kind of weird, the phone call I received.
Is it really? I mean, nobody else in the world thought it was weird. Does his doctor think it's weird that Chuck Sheen happens to have maybe in some abdominal pain because of, I don't know, drinking, drugs, staying up for 36 hours? You got to listen to your body eventually. You know what your body's telling you? Stop with the bricks of coke after 36 hours.
So that's number 10, Super Bowl 9, Rumsfeld 8, Global Warming 7, WikiLeaks 6, China's 5, National Debt 4, Weather 3, Healthcare 2, and Egypt number 1 on the Talk Radio Council.